Yeah, it was a good start for us. I thought the communication was good by the guys in the huddle. You know, we went out and executed the plays pretty well and, you know, made some big plays on the field.
You guys came out passing the ball right away. Was that by design because you guys wanted to do that, or was it you didn't have a very full stable of running backs?
Well, we hope we can be a versatile team and, you know, turn into a passing team whenever we want to and be a running team when that calls for it as well. But, you know, we really got 5-6 receivers that can really play and just really feel like the strength of the offense right now and the protection was awesome at the start of the game, and the guys got open. We were able to hit them.
Kyle, you looked very crisp. How did you feel out there?
Yeah, it felt good, and you know, it's just a start. You know, that's all it is, and it's a good starting point for us, and we'll move forward from here.
Elaborating on that topic, obviously, compared to last year's preseason opener, it was the other way. Is the lesson, the message, still the same for us not to overreact to a performance in the preseason?
Well, I mean, I was actually kind of happy with my performance last year. You know, I had 3 bad plays and they were all picks, but you know, coming into a new system and everything like it was last year, you know, that's just how it is. But you know, felt good out there, saw the field well, and was happy to be back out there.
Sure. Kyle, first game of this preseason, obviously you guys want to get in the rhythm, and it looked like the first team offense was in pretty good rhythm.
Yeah, no question. We wanted to you know, we wanted to start strong. You know, this is big for us because we've had some really good practices, and we've come out and had a good time, so. Yeah, I think it was really important for us to get off to a hot start, and you know, we kind of did. And now it's just important to come out and have a great week of practice and certainly improve coming into Detroit.
How important was it for you to get a guy like Eddie Royal going who wasn't able to get in the end zone last year, and you get him in the end zone first preseason game this year?
Yeah, well, it was a great route he ran and had a lot of patience on it. You know, just really did a good job getting open and doing something when he had the ball. But, you know, Eddie's a very versatile player. I think he's getting more comfortable every day inside and, you know, really loves to work against those linebackers, and that's always a great matchup for us.
I know it's early in the preseason, but what do you want to go back and work on this week before game 2 in the preseason?
Well, just as a total unit, you know, make sure that, you know, I think we had a 3-and-out on the second series, and we had a chance to pick it up, and we just didn't hit a pass. So, you know, we got to stay away from 3-and-outs, and, you know, we'll just try to improve, you know, in general, and try to win the game.
Without your running backs,
thank you.
Without your running backs, is it hard to get a grasp on how, you know, your run game is going to, you know, complement the passing?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're two of our best players, no question about it. You know, so we're missing a couple of our best players, guys that are really good in space and really going to help the downfield passing game. You know, because you know, we want to take our shots down the field, but when they're not there, you get the ball to Noshon or you get the ball to Buck underneath, you know, they can really do some damage with it, you know, turning a 5-yard pass into a good gain for us. So we're excited to get them back, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later.
You mentioned the pass protection. How far have Beagles and Walton come just from camp, and how well did they play tonight?
Well, they've come far, you know, from the start. They still got a long way to go. So, you know, that's every rookie on our team. They got a long way to go, and hopefully they, you know, can eat up that gap quickly so they can come help us the first week of the season.
You may have answered this at the beginning. How do you think Tim handled his first game? He told us the other day he was going to try to, like, not get overhyped to calm himself down. How do you think he handled the pressure?
Well, you know, I think all of our young guys handled it pretty well, and he's no different, and he'll go back and see what he did right, see what he did wrong, and try to improve.
I see him tuck and run on that last play of the game.
I saw it.
What'd you think?
It was a pretty good play.
Did you do that?
I tried to if I could. Well, yeah, if I'm going to score a touchdown, I'll certainly try to get in.